Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I'm your host, Jack Berugian. And, you know, I've got a special show for you today. And it's basically some thoughts and ideas and some observations I've had over the course of the last few years coming into this world of infrastructure, coming into this world of technology, and maybe giving you some views from 30,000 feet. Something that I think might be, in some cases, maybe a blinding glimpse of the obvious, but in other cases, maybe a bit enlightening. But anyway, so first off, let's talk a little bit about the cloud and understand that it doesn't have to be all or nothing, but it's becoming a necessity. And this recent pandemic has proven it. You know, a lot of people were very slow to adopt, or they were keeping a lot of stuff on-prem, but now it's becoming almost like a liability to have on-prem servers because it's very difficult to do certain things. Now, you know, if you are adopting or if you're slow to adopt, you know, one of the best strategies is usually to start by solving specific problems or taking advantages of opportunities that might exist, such as what we're experiencing now. And companies that weren't really born in the cloud, I mean, companies, you know, such as companies that were as old as I am, which, you know, we're talking about somebody in their 50s, all right, need a plan for cloud adoption and migration. All right, I will say it again. You need a plan for cloud adoption and migration. You're going to see systems come out. You're going to retire things that are old, and you're going to have to transition them to the cloud. All right, but let's talk about three clear avenues to cloud adoption. Three things, as people who are either, you know, CEOs, CFOs, if you're in that C-suite, or if you are your own business, you could be a general contractor. There are three things that you need to figure out, folks, all right, when you're talking about cloud adoption. Number one, figure out what problem you're going to solve, all right? Number two, be flexible. And number three, empower your organization. All right? These are three important things, and these are the things that I think everybody needs to break it down into. All right? So number one, you know, moving to the cloud should be driven by a real business problem. All right? Looking for a solution. It's not some just weird desire that you want to be in the cloud. No, folks. You need to have a solution, whether it be a new HR solution that you want to bring on as a third party, or a B2B marketplace that you want to build out so you can take some of the product and services you have and be able to spread them out and offer them to more people than ever before. Well, that's never been easier than before, knowing that you could ramp all that up at a fingertips notice, all right? And within minutes, have infrastructure that would normally have taken years to build. You know, any company will likely have faster implementation by going to the cloud. And you know what that means? It means faster value. It means faster profitability. All right. And it means that you start your transition without changing the entire dynamic of your workforce. All right. And chances are that change is going to save you money in the long run. You know, the second part is being flexible, folks. Look, you got to be as flexible as the cloud itself. You know, the cloud is in a constant state of evolution. All right. But here's the thing about the cloud. You're able to sample as you go and add volume when you see fit. You can grow with the cloud. You can keep an eye on new technologies and see how they fit into what you are doing. You know, and most importantly, and this is the key, folks, you've got to understand this. And this is the thing that I have learned, and it is dogma. The best architecture of today will not be the best architecture of, say, 6 months from now or a year from now. And being able to be flexible and not having that albatross around your neck is so very important. So, you know, when you're looking at new services, you take advantage of that flexibility in the cloud. It's one of the greatest characteristics of cloud services. It means you could use for what you pay for. All right, you know what I mean? And a small amount at first, and then you want to scale it out dramatically. Once your concept is proven out, then scale it out. All right, the cloud allows you to do that. You don't need to go out there and spend tens of millions of dollars on infrastructure that you might not need. All right, but more importantly, you'll never need because of the cloud. All right. The reality is that, you know, in the cloud, you can try things without having to commit massive infrastructure or licensing costs up front, which are going to cost you a fortune. All right. The most important part, though, is enabling and empowering your organization and your enterprise, folks. All right? Consider ways to allow everybody within the organization to leverage the cloud itself. You know, the cloud makes mobile access easy, so think about what applications would be more valuable if you integrated them into, say, a cloud environment, how it would make business better, how it helps your sales team when they can access the CRM system from anywhere around the world, how does it help recruiters if they can get to your HR office from anywhere around the world. And think of data, all right? The lifeblood of every organization, whether you know it or not, is the data that is created. That data is sitting on the balance sheet. It's sitting in servers. You know, and if you're building a data infrastructure in the cloud, think about how your business people will be able to use that data. And if you're moving data applications, think about how you'll be able to integrate the data with other data in your enterprise, all right? If you have data stored in a secure cloud environment, folks, monetizing it, believe it or not, is the next logical step. Yeah, you heard me, monetizing that data. It unlocks the hidden assets that are held on companies' balance sheets. These hidden assets can easily be used to create safe and recurring revenue. So, you know, when we're talking about infrastructure, folks, when we're talking about cloud adoption, when we're talking about this world changing, it's not the pandemic that changed it. This world was changing well before the pandemic. The pandemic did something that nobody else could really do. It took what we were looking at in 3 to 5 years and made it a 3 to 6 month process. If you are not in the cloud or still have a large on-prem situation, then you have to start making that move. You've got to start migrating, and you have to start figuring ways to transition completely to the cloud in some cases in order to survive. It's no longer a luxury item. Now it's a question of financial survival. My name is Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.